Don't tell me that the earth is not round.
點解講得咁正確、咁真實，都要送去精神病院？
Although he said it correctly, although he said it truthfully, yet he still committed. He was still committed to the mental institution.
我相信大家都明白，唔係佢講錯啲乜嘢，而係佢做錯咗啲行動。
I am sure you understand that it's not something that he said, but rather something that he did that was wrong.
齊喺嗰刻要去將呢一個嘅比喻帶出嚟，係讓我哋每個基督徒知道一個事實。
And Kierkegaard told this story in order to bring out one lesson for us Christians.
今日好多時我哋基督徒講嘢同行為好多時係唔一樣。
Very often, we Christians today can say one thing, and yet our action is entirely different from what we said.
我哋好多基督徒講嘅嘢都好真實。甚至很對
的。We Christians always tell the truth and they are correct.
只不過當我們走出來的時候，我們沒辦法走出一個真理出來。
And yet we fail to act accordingly to this truth.
各位弟兄姊妹，今晚我們想一想，我們自己都會不會是這樣。
Brothers and sisters, let us really think about it tonight. Are we like that?
特別我們是團契裏面一班的職員，或者甚至我們是一班小朋友的主學的老師。
Especially when we are committee members of a fellowship group or a Sunday school teachers.
有時我們很曉得教我們一班的小朋友要愛你的仇敵，寬恕別人的過錯。
Very often we know how to teach our children, our Sunday school children, to love your enemies, to forgive each other.
早上在教会里面仍然讲这个信息，下午回到家的时候就没办法接受自己的老公。
In the morning we might teach this lesson, and yet when we return home in the afternoon, we fail to accept our husband.
我们没办法接受，或者甚至是去宽恕我们家的家人。
We cannot accept or even forgive our family members.
有人讲了一个很有意思的故事。
Somebody told a meaningful story.
就好像箭猪一样。
Just like the porcupine.
当你越走埋嘅时候，
when you get close to the porcupine,
你就会吉亲对方。
You will be pierced.
你知唔知道，通常系最亲嘅人系你伤得你最痛。
Do you realize that your loved ones are those who hurt you the most?
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋嘅生命究竟系一个乜嘢嘅生命？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of life do we possess today?
耶稣基督好清楚话俾我哋听。
Jesus Christ tells us very clearly.
他說我來是叫人得生命，並且得得更豐盛。
He says, I have come that you may have life and may have it abundantly.
我們怎樣可以在我們生活裡面彰顯這個的豐盛的生命？
How can we manifest this abundant life?
今天你的存在是叫人跌倒，還是叫人在當中插位？
Your existence today, is it for building up people or for destroying people?
有時如果你唔喺度嘅时候，别人好似仲好啲。
Sometimes maybe in your absence, people are better off.
当你喺呢度嘅时候，好多时好多人更加唔舒服。
But when you are present, many people feel very uncomfortable.
弟兄姊妹，系咪我哋嘅生命真系出咗咁大嘅问题？
Brothers and sisters, is there really a big problem in our lives?
我哋可唔可以透过我哋嘅生命，唔系叫人拆毁嘅，系叫人建立嘅咧？
Can we build up people and not destroy people through our lives?
美国有一个好出名嘅牧师 John Maxwell.
There is a well-known pastor in the United States, the Reverend John Maxwell.
他做多个讲座，甚至做多门徒训练嘅工作。
He conducts many seminars and many discipleship training.
他对父母讲过一个好忠心嘅说话。
He once told the parents from the heart.
他说父母对子女的影响不应该单局限于教导。
A parents' influence on their children should not be limited to their teaching.
更重要的是生命那个的传递。
More importantly should be the transmission of their lives to their children's life.
因为生命虽然有一日会过去。
Because although life will pass away one day,
但是生命的影响力 却是可以延续下去。
The influence of a life can continue.
为大家认识蔡延文医生。
We have heard of and know of Dr. Philemon Choi.
蔡延文医生佢讲过一个好重要嘅说话，佢话一生有一个女人影响佢好深。
Dr. Philemon Choi once said a very important statement about his life. He said, "There is a woman who influenced my life most importantly."
唔系佢妈妈，唔系佢太太。
Not his mother, not his wife.
系苏恩佩嘅姊妹。
Is Miss Su Ann Pei.
苏恩佩姊妹佢讲咗一个好有意思嘅说话。
Miss Su Ann Pei once made this statement.
佢以其咒助黑暗，不如燃烧自己。
Rather than cursing darkness, let us set ourselves on fire.
而家喺突破嘅里边，佢有一个嘅公仔叫火柴人。
In the office of the big breakthrough organization, there is a matchman in the office.
佢用呢一个讲咗好多激励性嘅故事。
She used this to tell many encouraging stories.
个作者系我希伯伦堂嘅会友。
The writer is a member of the Hebron Alliance Church.
佢同样都系俾苏恩佩所影响。
He too was influenced by Miss 苏恩佩。
所以我哋睇到苏恩佩唔系净系单单影响蔡元云一个人。
So Miss 苏恩佩 influenced not just Dr. Philemon Choi.
佢所做嘅嘢，所讲嘅嘢，其实激励咗无数嘅基督徒。
What she said, what she did, influenced and affected thousands, many Christians.
大家都知道苏恩佩姊妹因着癌病已经离开咗我哋二十几年。
We know that Miss 苏恩佩 died of cancer many years ago.
但佢生命虽然过去
，although she passed away，
但佢生命嘅影响力。佢影響到今日都冇停止。
The influence of her life continues today。
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋嘅生命能唔能夠可以延續落去影響別人
？Brothers and sisters, can our life continue to influence others？
蔡延文醫生佢講得好清楚。
Dr. Philemon Choi said this very clearly。
今日佢所做嘅工作其實係蘇恩佩姊妹嘅核心嘅價值。
The work that he is doing today is actually the core value of Miss 苏恩佩。
今日突破嘅工作使命更加系苏恩佩昔日嗰个人生嘅目标。
The mission and the vision of the breakthrough organization is actually the core values of Miss 苏恩佩。
一个姊妹嘅生命其实证实咗一件事。
The life of a sister actually proves one thing。
生命。是产生一个很大的影响力。
Life can produce a tremendous influence.
没错，我们每一个人的生命都是有限。
True, our life is limited.
甚至我们可以突然间离开。
And suddenly we can pass away.
但其实我们的生命的影响力是可以不离开。
But the influence of our life can continue.
甚至我们的生命的影响力可以在别人的内心的当中成为一个很大的震撼。
The influence of our life can create an overwhelming effect in other people's lives.
今天很多的基督徒都是因着看了戴德森的自传而去宣教。
Today many Christians become missionaries because they have read Hudson Taylor's biography.
宣信的意象。
The vision of Dr. A.B. Simpson.
威利克廉的生命
，The life of William Carey，
影响了无数的人参与宣教的工作
，Have all influenced many Christians to join missions。
冇错，呢啲嘅人已经系离开咗我哋好耐。
True, these people have already passed away。
但佢生命嘅影响力却系直至到如今。
Yet the life of their the influence of their lives continue even to this day。
弟兄姊妹，呢一个系一个生命嘅工程。
Brothers and sisters, this is the project of life.
我们需要去成就，甚至去拓展。
We should continue to carry on this work.
你有没有想过你的生命是可以怎样去建造出来？
Have you ever thought about how your life can be built up?
一个经历过被人栽培的徒弟，他日后才晓得怎样成为一个出色的师傅。
A person who has been trained as a student,He will one day become an excellent teacher.
因为生命是传递下来。
Because a life is transmitted from one person to another.
背后是代表别人是愿意花时间肯付代价去培育生命。
What it says is somebody is willing to commit the time to spend the energy to nurture a life.
在今天的早上，我和一班的 以往的 Burnaby 的会友一起喝茶。
This morning, I had a dim sum with a group of brothers and sisters of this church.
当年我们一起由温哥华来到 Burnaby 直播。
Many years ago, we came from Vancouver to this place to start this church.
大家讲下，眨下眼就二十年。
In the twinkling of an eye, it's been 20 years.
其实在 Burnaby 堂做了很多不同的工作。
Actually, the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church has done many, many different tasks.
在喝茶的时候，很多人问到我太太的情况。
During dim sum, people asked me about my wife.
我说我太太做得很开心。
I said my wife really enjoys her ministry.
我太太是一个英文的老师。
My wife is an English teacher.
但她做的工作多过一个传道人的工作。
But her work is more than just a pastor.
我回到香港在希伯伦堂牧会的时候。
When I returned to Hong Kong to be to pastor the church.
希伯伦堂因为一个比较中产的教会。
The Hebron Alliance Church is middle class.
很多是公务员，很多是有一些知识分子。
Many are educated people and civil servants.
所以很多的父母将 小朋友因为97就送了去外国读书。
Many parents send their children overseas to study because of the 1997 problem, or question.
我回去的时候只有一个青年团契。
When I returned, there was only one youth fellowship.
青年团契只有七个人。
There were only seven in the fellowship.
但今天我和我班的弟兄姐妹分享就说我们现在大概有150人青年崇拜。
This morning I told the brothers and sisters that today we have about 150 members in the service.
我说有一半，我相信超过70多人是我太太带回来。
I said, I believe that over half, about 70 young people were brought to church by my wife.
我太太所做的工作，
the work that my wife does,
完全是学校黄牧师黄师母。
Is actually modeling on the work of the Reverend Mrs. Enoch Wong.
我们早期的弟兄姊妹很有福。
The brothers and sisters of the early days were really blessed.
很多弟兄姊妹可以每日上去黄牧师家查经。
Many brothers and sisters could go to Reverend Wong's home to do Bible studies.
在家的里面建立生命。
In a life, in a family, the life is built up.
我太太一样。
My wife is just the same.
她每个早上一起和学生一起灵修。
Every morning, she would conduct devotions with her students.
每年暑假完了之后，她就会给学生她自己那班有一个的生活营。
After the end of summer holidays, she would organize a life camp for her students.
有一年她问我，她不是叫我牧师了，她说 Ken, 她说有没有办法跟我租到地方。
One year she asked, Ken, hey, can you rent a place for me?
她说她很想有一个的叫做福音营给一班的学生。
She really wanted to have a gospel camp for her students.
她说你跟蔡姨谈谈啊，这样。
She said, maybe you should talk to Dr. Philemon Choi to see if a breakthrough can help us.
哇，你识边个都冇用啦。
I said, well, no matter who you know, it doesn't really matter.
咁佢，于是我就同佢安排。
And so I tried my best to arrange it for her.
因为我同妈妈喺楼上楼下住。
Because my mother lives upstairs and I live downstairs, we live together.
我暑假期间，我同妈妈一齐去旅行啦。
In the summer holidays, I traveled with my mom.
於是呢，她就用了我們一層做女生宿舍，媽媽一層做男生宿舍。
And so she, my wife used the upper floor for the boys dorm and then the main floor for the girls dorm.
就請了個男童工回來看著一班的男生。
And we invited a male co-worker to look after the male students.
完了兩日的福音營。
After 2 days of gospel camp,
到礼拜尾就邀请他们回教会。
At the end of the week, they invited them, the students to go to church.
因为有一些其实在年中已经跟我太太回教会了。
Actually, throughout the year, some of the students already followed my wife to go to church.
所以里应内合，通常个果效都非常之好。
And so, in school or from the home, the effect, the result was wonderful.
是因为呢个果效实在太好啦。
Because this result was tremendous.
所以呢几年到暑假，我同我妈妈一定要去旅行。
And so in the past few summers, my wife and my mother and I have to travel.
我太太做工作其实就是黄牧师、黄师母所传递落嚟。
The work that my wife does is actually modeled on the work of the Reverend and Mrs. Wong.
是一种生命的工程。
It's the project of life.
启动一个生命的成全。
To start a life that helps it to continue to live on.
刚才我们所读的经文。
The passage that we read just now.
他说为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And it says,to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
耶稣的基督的身体怎样可以得以建立？
How can the body of Christ be built up?
因为愿意有不同的人用不同的方法各尽其职去成全圣徒。
Because different people are willing to use their time and to use different works of service to prepare God's people to build up the body of Christ.
圣经讲得很清楚，就是各尽晒他的奇迹，以致能够基督的身体可以得以被建立。
The Bible says very clearly that everybody does his utmost.
人的生命得以被建立，一定是别人愿意花时间在我们的身上。
People's lives are built up because others are willing to invest in their lives.
以弗所书这里所讲的成全这个字。
Verb mentioned here, in, the book of Ephesians, to prepare or to equip.
是有一个特别的很重要的意思。
Has a special meaning.
在希列文的里面是解释到是彻底的装备好，或者甚至叫他能够可以恢复原状。
In Greek, it means, thoroughly equip or to restore to its original condition.
就好像以幅相一样。
Just like the picture on the screen.
无论过去是撕烂了或者毁坏都好，现在的劈裂是可以完全可以恢复原状。
Whether it was torn or whether it was torn to shreds in the past, and now today's technique could restore this picture.
这个就是成全我的意思。
This is the meaning of preparing or equipping.
这个字呢在马可福音出现的时候呢，它翻译了另一个字。
In the Gospel of Matthew, this word appears too, but it is translated differently.
当日耶稣在岸边行过的时候，他就向几个门徒呼召，甚至圣经里面说他们这一班的人在船上捕网。
On that day, as Jesus Christ was walking on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, he called a few people, and the Bible says, these few people were mending their nets.
捕网这个字就是刚才我们所在以弗所书看到的成全那个字。
The verb mending net is the same verb that we saw in the book of Ephesians, to prepare.
我想讲的是两个字是同一个字。
The two words in each book of the Bible is actually one word.
只是两个不同的场景的时候翻译有不同。
It's just in different contexts, it's translated differently.
但背后的意思是完全一样。
But the fundamental meaning is the same.
你会想想如果个网穿了之后怎样？
I try to think if the net is torn, what would happen?
它还可不可以做到一个网鱼的功能？
Could the net be really a net to function as a net?
如果你想恢复网原本网鱼的功能，
If you want to restore the net to its original function to fish,
你就需要补网。
You have to mend the torn net.
所以补网都是有一个意思，就是将它原本的功能能够完全的恢复。
And so mending the net also has that meaning, to restore to its original condition.
当解释完了之后呢，你就明白为什么补网这个字就是等于成全这个字。
And so after this explanation, you should understand why mending the net also means to prepare, to equip.
这个字其实在加拉太书六章一节亦出现过。
Actually, this verb also appears in Galatians chapter 6.
它不是讲到成全。
It doesn't talk about to prepare or to equip.
佢又唔係講到補網。
It doesn't talk about mending nets either.
佢話有啲人係被過犯所勝。
The verse says, some people are trapped in sin.
偶然佢偶然跌倒啦。
And they fall accidentally.
我哋一班嘅基督徒，有爱心嘅基督徒，就应该将佢挽回过来。
And so Christians with love should restore them.
挽回呢个字就头先我所讲成全嗰意思。
To restore is the verb that we mentioned just now. To prepare, to equip.
我哋点样可以成全一个跌倒嘅基督徒咧
？How can we equip a person who has a Christian who has fallen？
唯有我哋用爱心将佢带翻转头。
We can do so only by love.
在他生命的里面去修补。
To mend his life.
就好像刚才他所说的，就是修补他哪里穿了，哪里漏了的时候，我们帮他修补，又挽回他。
Where his life is broken, we mend it so that we can restore him.
我们挽回他回来，是在他身上做修补的工作，最终都是希望他能够恢复他原本做基督徒的身份。
We restore him, we mend his broken life so that he can be restored to his original condition as a Christian.
所以你就会明白，修补、挽回、成全，其实虽然有三个不同的翻译，但同样都是某一个希列文的意思。
So that you understand mending the net, to prepare, to restore, even though there are three different verbs or three different terms, they are actually the same in Greek.
弟兄姊妹，我相信过去二十年有好多唔同嘅基督徒都嚟过众恩堂。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that in the past 20 years, many Christians have come to this church.
可能好多基督徒都因为跌倒而离开教会。
Many Christians may have fallen away and so they left the church.
我哋有冇将佢挽回过嚟？
Have we done our best to restore them?
我哋有冇喺生命上边做修补嘅工作？
Have we done any mending in their lives?
我哋冇将佢挽回，冇将佢去修补，就冇办法做到成全。
If we had not mended their lives, if we had not restored them, then we could not prepare or equip them.
成全呢个字其实是一个好古老嘅字嚟。
To prepare, to equip, actually is an ancient term.
喺最初嘅时候，只系用喺医学上边。
In the early days, it was used as a in the area in the field of medicine.
是一个医学专有的名词。
Is a medical term.
特别是讲到在当中一些医生话到俾我哋听，佢哋断咗骨啦，要接驳或者甩咗臼要接翻好。
Especially when a doctor tells us that the four limbs are broken or the joints fall out of place, they need to mend it.
一个人如果只脚原本是好的，但是他断了，他就没办法走。
If a person's leg is broken, he cannot walk.
如果一个人他的手脚是跌了下来，揈下揈下，很痛，没办法去做事。
If a person's joint is fallen out of place, he can do nothing.
在教会里面其实有很多人都是断骨断手。
In the church, actually, there are many brothers and sisters who have broken legs and broken arms.
在教会里面有很多人是甩手甩脚的。
In the church, many people have their joints fall out of place.
你见不见到啲基督徒？
Have you seen Christians walk with hands swinging?
好疲啊！我
话。They are very sluggish in their motion.
哎，好在林牧师翻译得到啊。在当中，其实我哋点样去帮助呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹能够可以去到一个地步？去恢复他原本的现状。
How can we help these brothers and sisters so that they can be restored to their original condition?
成全就是彻底要装备好这班的弟兄姊妹。
To prepare, to equip is to thoroughly equipping them.
成全就是要叫他原本的样貌，基督徒美丽的样貌能够可以完全的恢复。
To prepare is to restore the original beauty of that Christian.
弟兄姊妹，唯有我们能够在别人的生命里面做到这个成全的意思。
Brothers and sisters, unless we are able to accomplish this meaning of preparing,
如果不是，我们没办法能够可以将生命传递下去。
We will never be able to pass on our life to another person.
心理学有一个很重要的名词叫做破窗效应。
In the field of psychology, there is an important term. It is called broken window effect.
呢度系讲到咧，就好似我哋教会啲玻璃窗一样。
What it talks about is just like the windows of our church.
如果唔系呢啲环境咁好，你落去唐人街。
But here, you know, the circumstances are good. But if you go to Chinatown,
唐人街好多醉酒嘅，啊，掟烂咗佢。
The drunkards, the drunken people, they would throw rocks and break windows.
如果个玻璃窗烂咗，你唔立即修理嗰阵时候咧，呢啲度咧，其他嘅玻璃窗就会俾人掟烂。
If a window is broken and you don't repair it right away, other windows will stand a chance of being broken too.
其他人觉得呢度系可以练习嘅。
Other people will feel that these become targets.
同样，碰墙都一样。
In the same way, the wall is the same.
如果碰墙系污糟咗，你唔立即油翻好佢。
If the wall is dirty and you don't repaint or paint it over,
啲人就觉得呢度系可以创作嘅。
And so people will feel that this is the place where they can do creative arts.
好多人就喺度嚟喷一啲唔同嘅嘢。
People will begin to spray paints to create their graffiti.
呢个就系所谓嘅破窗效应。
This is what we call a broken window effect.
呢个一个恶性嘅循环，系讲到当有一啲嘢你唔立即处理嘅时候咧，带嚟嗰个果效系更加嘅恶劣。
This is a vicious cycle. If you don't correct it right away, then you will.See more bad results being brought about.
前紐約市長朱莉亞尼
former mayor of New York City, Giuliani.
當佢上任紐約市市長嘅時候咧，紐約市係一個極其喺當中敗壞嘅一個地方。
When he assumed the office of the mayoralty of New York, New York City was actually a very corrupt, very wicked city.
我記得我哋啱啱喺北堂仲恩堂大學畢業嘅時候。
I still remember the days when I was in Pacific Grace MB Church in Vancouver. I just graduated from university.
我哋團契一班嘅弟兄姊妹一齊畢業。
Group of brothers and sisters in the same fellowship graduated together.
我哋就去咗好多地方去旅遊。
We went to many places to travel.
其中去到紐約市。
One of the destinations was New York City.
我哋一个团友叫 Simon Soon.
One of our members was called Simon Soon.
当日俾人系咁抢咗个相机。
On that day in New York City, his camera was snatched by somebody.
抢嘢喺纽约系好普遍。
Snatching your purse or something is very common in New York City.
入屋爆窃系非常之流行。
Break and enter was very popular too.
有一次这个朱莉亚尼从一个犯罪心理学家的口中得知到这个破窗效应的一个理论之后。
One day, Giuliani learned about this broken window effect from a criminal psychologist.
于是他就决心要修补纽约市这个打烂了很久的罪恶之窗。
And so he was determined to mend the broken window of crimes in New York City.
他期望能够可以去改善这里犯罪的情况。
He hoped to change to improve on the criminal situations in New York City.
他不想这些恶性的循环继续的持续下去。
He didn't want this vicious cycle to continue.
于是他召开了一个纽约市的一个会议。
And so he called a meeting for New York City.
怎样去实践这个破窗效应的理论
呢How could they launch and implement thisA theory of broken window.
从哪里入手呢
Where would they start?
最后他们决定在地铁的里面。
And so they decided to start with the subway.
地铁很肮脏的。
The subway in New York City was very filthy.
他尽量不让人扔垃圾。
He tried to prevent people from littering.
他严厉地去捉行没买票的人。
And he really seriously would arrest people riding the subway without tickets.
誰沒有買票是就這樣去跳過去就去搭地鐵那些呢於是他就用手扣鎖住他。
Those who didn't buy tickets and would just jump over those turnstiles, he would arrest them and put them on handcuffs.
他將所有戴著手扣的排了一列在這個列台的當中。
And so he lined up all these people in handcuffs on the platform of the subway station.
他刻意的要动所有的会众讲就是说市政府今次是认真的。
He deliberately sent a message to the public that the city of New York meant business.
我们有决心去在当中整顿这些的罪恶。
We are determined to change this crime festering situation in New York.
结果带来一个非常之大的成果。
And as a result, as a consequence, the result was wonderful.
他在严拿这些的搭车的人的情况里面
As he was arresting all these people riding the subway free,
他发现平均七个人的当中没买票有一个是通缉犯。
He realized that out of the seven people who rode the subway free was actually a criminal himself.
平均二十人的当中没买票一个在他身上搜到有武器。
For every 20 such people, he would find offensive weapons on this person.
原本只是捉一些没买票的人。
Originally, the intent was to arrest those who rode the subway free.
竟然又找到一些通缉犯。
The byproduct was he was able to find these criminals.
竟然又找到一些带着攻击武器出街的人。
He also found those who carry weapons in the street.
所以同时阻止了其他罪恶的产生。
And so it prevented many other crimes from happening.
因为能够拉更多的人的时候呢，整个纽约市的治安就整顿了。
When he was able to arrest all these people, the social security, the safety of New York City had improved.
甚至所有的警察的士气很高昂。
And at that time, the morale of New York City police was very high.
其他事不做都要去捉那些没买票的人。
They would set aside other things and to catch all those people who would ride the subway free.
就是因为这样呢，整个纽约市那个的治安大大的改善。
As a result, the safety, the security of New York City had improved tremendously.
改善的原因源于这个市长刻意的要修补这个罪恶之窗。
The change was a result of the mayor's determination to mend the broken window of crime.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一个人的生命都有多破窗。
Brothers and sisters, there are many broken windows in our lives today.
这幅的图画是一个青年所画。
This picture was drawn by a young person.
里面写了很多很负面的字句。
On it, you see many negative comments.
很多痛苦。
A lot of suffering.
很多孤独。
A lot of loneliness.
很无助。
Very helpless.
很黑暗。
Very dark.
很多折磨。
Very complex.
很多抑郁。
Very much depression.
对个社会好绝望。
Very lost hope completely toward the society.
呢个青年讲紧系自己嗰个嘅心。
This person is actually describing himself.
你就会睇到佢生命嘅里边有好多嘅破口。
You can see that in his life there are many gaps.
但系如果冇人喺佢生命嘅里边愿意做修补嘅工作。
But if there's nobody who's willing to mend these gaps in his life,
他的问题就不是单单他的问题。
So his problem would not just be limited, confined to himself.
他的问题慢慢衍生成为他家庭的问题。
His problem would become his family's problem.
他的问题更加不是家庭的问题，社区的问题。
It wouldn't be just family problem, it would be community problem.
弟兄姊妹，当人有生命有破口的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when there are gaps in people's lives,
我们愿不愿意在当中帮助他去修补
？Are we willing to mend those gaps for them？
我们愿不愿意去到一个地步，是帮助他能够可以再次重新的去成长
？Are we willing to help them to stand on their feet once again so that they can grow？
生命的成全是什么
？What is the existence of life？
生命的成全就是说，当我们见到生命有破口的时候，我们愿意去有行动的帮助去修补。
The existence of life is to prepare or to equip that life to mend that gap so that the person can grow again.
我在教会牧会二十年。
I have been pastoring a church for 20 years.
无论在香港在加拿大。
Whether in Hong Kong or in Canada.
我相信在教会里面一定有这些故事。
I'm sure there are many stories like this in the church.
很多弟兄姊妹真的偶然跌倒。
And many brothers and sisters are accidentally caught in sin.
好像刚才他所说，可能跌到跌断手，甚至甩了臼。
Maybe the fall is so severe that they sustain a broken arm, broken leg, or their joint just falls out of place. These Christians could not stand on their own again. Because they can't move.
在这样的情况之下，我们一班的基督徒，他的弟兄姊妹可以做些什么
？Under these circumstances, what we can do as their brothers and sisters?
我们可以在他生命里面可以做些什么
？What can we do for them in their lives?
生命的成全。
The preparing or the equipping of life.
就是帮助他重新的接合。
Is to mend the gap.
好像先我讲这个字原本是一个医学的名词。
Just like what I mentioned just now, this originally was a medical term.
他的手跌了下来没办法去做一个好好基督徒的侍奉。
The hand was loose, disconnected, and so he couldn't really serve as a Christian.
我们帮他托回个教。
And so when we snatch, connect that joint back into place,
要他重新的在当中去发挥原本的果效。
So that this person, this Christian, could function as a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，唯有我们在他生命里面做这些修补的工作。
Brothers and sisters, unless we mend these broken places in people's lives,
他的生命才能够可以再次得到成全。
Then and only then can they be prepared and equipped.
成全是愿意在别人的生命里面做修补的工作。
To prepare, to equip a person's life,That means to mend the gaps in that person's life.
就是意思我们愿意将一个弟兄姊妹他原本的功能好像已经废了，但我们帮助他重新的产生功效。
To prepare, to equip is to say that the Christian brother or sister has lost his or her function, and yet we do something to restore that function.
成全是我们愿意用爱心将他挽回过。
To prepare, to equip means to useLove to restore that person.
弟兄姊妹，唯有我们愿意看到别人生命有破窗的时候。
Brothers and sisters, unless we see broken windows in people's lives,
而我们在他生命里面做这些工作。
Unless we begin this kind of work of mending,
我们的生命和他的生命才能够可以去拉近。
Then and only then can we be drawn close to one another.
我记得王牧师退休的时候
I remember when the Reverend Wong retired.
北堂的仁爱团
The Fellowship of Love in the Mother Church.
每一个的弟兄姊妹
Every brother and sister.
他们大家分享的时候就发现一件事
In their sharing, they discovered one thing.
原来他们每一个家庭都出现过问题
Each one of their families had problems.
而每一个问题的时候，都是王牧师、王师母在他生命里面去介入、去帮助。
In every problem, it was the Reverend and Mrs. Wong intervened in their lives.
他们没有离开教会，仍然在教会的当中。
They did not leave the church, they continued to stay on in the church.
是因为在他们身上有破口的时候，别人这个牧者愿意在他生命里面做修补的工作。
It was because when there were gaps in their lives, this pastor was willing to mend the gaps for them.
人生命出现问题的时候
When there are problems in people's lives,
就是我们在他生命做建立的时候
It's the time when we build them up too.
弟兄姊妹，我相信在Birmingham 众恩堂里面同样一样有很多这些弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that there are many brothers and sisters like as such in the Birmingham Pacific Grace Church.
不一定是坐在我们当中。
They are not necessarily people who are sitting in our midst tonight.
可能已经离开我们坐在家的里面。
Maybe they have already left the church and now sitting at home.
我们怎样可以在他生命里面去工作？
How can we work in their lives?
生命与生命之间我个的关系
The relationship between a life and another life
是我们愿不愿意在时间上在关心上继续的摆上
It's a question of whether we are willing to invest our time, our care
没有生命的成全就没有办法能够做到生命的传递
If we fail to prepare or equip a life then we cannot transmit or pass on this life
我相信在本立比众恩堂的里面我们很多时候都很着重下一代的工作。
I believe that in the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church, we are very concerned about the ministry of the next generation.
下一代的工作是很重要。
Yes, the work of the next generation is important.
但是我们如果移机这一代的生命都出现问题的时候，
However, if there are problems in the life of this generation, our generation,
我们给什么下一代？
What are we to pass on to the next generation?
在中国里面，很多人买最好的奶粉给他的 BB 吃。
In China, many people would buy the best milk powder for their babies.
原来这些有三聚氰胺的。
Oh, actually, these milk powder contained melamine.
父母以为自己给最好的 BB。
Parents think that they give the best to their babies.
越给得多，其实他死得越快。
The more they give to the babies die faster.
同樣一樣，在我們生命裏面都一樣。
In a similar way, it's true in our lives.
我們的生命究竟是一種什麼的生命？
What kind of life do we possess?
我們可以給到我們的小朋友是什麼的生命？
What kind of life do we pass on to the next generation?
如果我們自己都不做好我們自己的時候，我們怎樣可以將我們的生命傳遞下去？
If we don't even build ourselves up,How can we continue to pass on this life?
如果我们自己当中见到很多团友、很多弟兄姊妹都有问题的时候，我们不去修补的时候，我们怎样可以将教会去建立？
If we see there are many problems in our brothers and sisters, and we don't even bother mending them, how can we build up this church?
生命的工程是很漫长。
The project of life is a long process.
生命的成全更加是不容易。
To prepare or to equip a life is not easy job.
要能够生命成全，是要有人肯付代价，摆上落实去做。
To equip a life, somebody has to be willing to sacrifice the time and to pay the cost.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意摆上？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to commit yourself to this?
有一个嘅中国嘅孤儿。
There was an orphan in China.
被加拿大一个家庭收养了。
Was adopted by a Canadian family.
在加拿大成长。
He grew up in Canada.
在大学毕业之后。
Graduated from the college.
他很想回到自己原本的国家，自己的家乡寻根。
He wanted to go back to his home country to search his own roots.
他更加知道在他自己乡下里面有一座名山。
He knew that there was a famous mountain in the village that his parents belonged to.
他很想真是亲眼看到他自己的家乡这个的名山大川。
He was really eager to see this famous mountain in his home village.
所以问准父母，他就出发回到他自己的乡下里面寻根。
So with his parents' permission, he returned to China to search for his roots.
因为仲未出嚟工作，冇乜钱。
Because he had not started working yet, he did not have much money.
所以每一个嘅行程都系尽量嘅喺当中系减到最平。
So on every trip, he would minimize the cost.
佢精打细算嘅里边，希望能够可以都能够可以去到呢一个嘅地方。
With careful spending, he hoped to get to this famous mountain.
打听咗之下咧，就话俾佢听，你去到嗰个山嘅山底有一啲嘅车。
And so after asking questions, he learned that he could go to the foot of the mountain to find these vehicles.
如果你搭到那些车是最便宜，可以上到山顶看日出了。
If you could get on one of these vehicles, then you could ride to the top, to the peak to see sunrise.
他听了这些人的教导之后呢，真的去到找到这些车。
And so based on these people's instruction, he went to the foot hill of the mountain, and he did find these vehicles.
不是好像现在这么漂亮的。
It's not like this one.
还要惨一点。
The one that he rode on was even worse in condition.
好像香港这些这样的座位里面再十个八个人。
Just like the minibus in Hong Kong.
他问下几多钱上去上山啊咁样。
And so he asked about the fare to go up to the peak.
那个站长就话你搭咩嘅等啦。
The station manager asked him, what class would you like to ride on?
即系佢话有分三等。
Because there are three classes.
三等嘅价钱都唔同。
The fares are different.
头等当然最贵。
First class, of course, is the most expensive.
三等就最平。
The third class is the cheapest.
佢冇划位。
There is no seat assignment.
先到先得。
First come, first served.
坐满就走。
And so when the bus is filled, then the bus will move out.
可能喺加拿大长大。
Because he grew up in Canada.
虽然系中国人，唔明中国嘅文化。
Although he is Chinese, he didn't understand Chinese culture.
咁嘅烂鬼车都可以分三等。
How could such a vehicle be divided into three classes?
又唔系划位喎。
There is no seat assignment either.
你先到就坐啲好位又得喎。
So when you arrive early, then you can get the good seats.
计来计去，于是佢都系买最平三等车。
And so after much calculation, he decided to buy a third class ticket.
最后有个人坐喺佢隔篱。
And when the bus was about to move out, a person sat next to him.
睇佢张飞系头等。
He saw the person's ticket. Oh, the person got a first class ticket.
好奇怪，坐喺隔篱嗰个头等。
How could a first class passenger be sitting next to him?
但冇理啦，因为佢坐满之后就走啦。
Because the bus would move out when it was full, so he didn't pay much attention later.
个车沿住山路一路嘅上。
And so the vehicle moved along this path up the mountain.
一路都冇事。
Along the way, everything was fine.
佢开始好感恩。
And so he began to be thankful.
哇，好在买三等。
It's good that I bought a third class ticket.
哇，悭好多钱。
I saved a lot of money.
遭遇一样。
And the experience is the same.
当佢以为遭遇一样嘅时候。
That's when he thought that the experience was the same.
突然间，我个揸车嗰个就开声叫。
The driver of the vehicle suddenly shouted out.
我哋一阵间上嗰段系最斜嘅。
The section of the road that we are going to climb is the steepest.
佢请头等继续嘅坐。
Those first class passengers could stay on.
二等嘅落车行。
The second class passengers would get out and walk.
三等嘅唔帮喺后边推咁样。
And the third class passengers please get off the vehicle and help push from behind.
喺呢个时候佢就明白咩叫三等乘客。
Then at that moment he understood what it meant to be a third class passenger.
原来头等同三等系好唔同。
There is a great difference between the first class and the third class seating.
头等喺咩时间都可以坐。
First class passengers could stay seated at any time.
二等虽然系落车，但佢可以睇住。
The second class passengers, even though they needed to get off, yet they could still watch.
但三等系要帮手推。
But the third class passengers would have to help push.
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋讲个题目叫生命嘅工程。
Brothers and sisters, this evening's message is entitled The Project of Life.
我哋嘅生命究竟系点
？How is our life doing？
好多时喺教会嘅里边，其实好多时好少三等嘅乘客。
Very often there are very few third class passengers in the church.
好多弟兄姊妹都系坐头等噶。
Many brothers and sisters are first class passengers.
几时都系包喺个头等舱。
They always sit by the first class windows.
无论牧师点样叫。
No matter how the pastor continue to appeal.
无论个部长话邀请佢点样出嚟做。
No matter how much the department head asked them to come and join in the service.
佢讲得好清楚。
These brothers and sisters say very clearly.
我只系翻嚟崇拜嘅啫。
I just come to church to attend service.
其他唔好搞我。
Don't bother me with other things.
有啲人比较好啲。
Other people may be a bit better.
通常立即弹开。
When they hear this, they right away stand aside.
呢啲系二等嘅乘客。
These are the second class passengers.
永远喺教会最需要嘅时候。
Very often they're not. When there is a great need in the church,
佢弹开睇下个情况先。
They just bounced off and observe the situation.
如果要牺牲，就牺牲咗佢先。
So if there needs to be sacrificing, making a sacrifice, other people can stand in their place.
永远是自己最后一个牺牲。
They would always be the last ones to sacrifice.
好多观望者。
There are many observers.
在教会里面好少的人。
In the church, there are very few.
愿意做三等的乘客。
Who are willing to be third class passengers.
愿意去推动这些生命的工程。
To push forward these projects of life.
生命的工程就好像圣经所讲的车一样。
The project of life is just like what we described the vehicle just now.
上車好辛苦。
When the vehicle is climbing up a steep road, it's very difficult.
越上車就越辛苦。
The steeper it is, the more difficult it gets.
需要好多弟兄姊妹喺後面推動。
Many brothers and sisters are required and needed to help push the vehicle.
呢個生命工程才能夠可以成就。
Then and only then will this project of life be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我哋話要我哋眾恩堂繼續嘅成長。
If we say we want the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church continue to mature and grow.
如果我哋話我哋 Burnaby 眾恩堂要繼續嘅發展。
If we say our church needs to develop further.
我哋肯唔肯將我哋自己頭等嘅座客拎出嚟全部變做三等嘅乘客。
Are we willing to offer up our first class seats and become third class passengers?
我相信越多弟兄姊妹愿意出嚟去推动。
I believe that the more brothers and sisters willing to help push,
教会才能够可以去发展。
The more developed can the church become.
我见到有一啲弟兄姊妹昨晚冇嚟。
I noticed that some brothers and sisters weren't here yesterday.
昨晚我都讲过，其实我初时喺度牧会嘅时候。
Last night I mentioned that at the beginning of my ministry here at this church,
我只是一个神学生。
I was a seminary student.
我很多时还要回学校做功课上堂。
Very often I would need to go back to the college to study and to finish my assignment.
教会发展得很快。
The church developed very quickly in those days.
由初初来四五十人到一年之后已经120人。
At the beginning there were just 50 people, but after 1 year, the number rose to more than
150.
Such progress was a result of brothers and sisters willing to become third class passengers. In our prayer meeting every week, we distributed the names of newcomers.
我哋将所有嘅名单去分俾弟兄姊妹祈祷，甚至去探访、去打电话慰问。
We ask brothers and sisters to pray for them, to call them, to call the newcomers, and even to visit them.
神嘅工作就开始。
And that's how God's work began.
弟兄姊妹唯有我哋落手落脚去做嘅时候。
Brothers and sisters, until we get our hands dirty,
教会先能够可以发展。
Otherwise, our church will never.Further developed.
唯有我哋喺别人嘅生命里边落手落脚去做嘅时候
，unless we take an active role in brother and other people's lives，
别人嘅生命先能够可以去成全。
Otherwise, other people's lives will not be prepared and equipped.
求神都帮助我哋。
And may God help us.
透过今晚
，through this evening，
我哋再次思想我哋生命究竟系点。
We once again reflect on how our life is.
我哋愿意喺呢一间嘅教会里边扮演一个乜嘢嘅角色
？What kind of role do we want to play in this church？
我哋愿意将我哋乜嘢俾我哋嘅下一代
？What do we want to pass on to our next generation？
我哋愿意喺别人嘅生命里边要做乜嘢嘅工程
？What kind of project are we willing to do in other people's lives？
呢个都系我哋二十周年嘅时候需要谂嘅题目。
This is the topic, the question that we need to reflect on.At this 20th anniversary,
我哋请林牧师带领我哋有祈祷。
Let us pray. 我哋祈祷。